This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The new Republican-led U.S. Congress plans to pass a series of bills in the coming days to impose abortion limits and curtail immigration as part of an opening legislative salvo that sets up a confrontation with the Democratic-led Senate and highlights a political contrast ahead of the 2024 elections. Among the seven bills that were assured speedy votes in the rules package passed this week is one that would empower the Homeland Security Secretary to block entry for migrants at his discretion. Another would require the background check system to notify Immigration and Customs Enforcement if a person in the U.S. unlawfully seeks to buy a gun. Two bills would curtail abortion with new prohibitions on federal funding for the procedure and new regulations about how health care practitioners attend infants born alive after abortions. The Born Alive bill is causing anxiety among some GOP members. The party paid a heavy price in the 2022 midterm elections for building a Supreme Court that ended the constitutional right to abortion. Representative Nancy Mace, Republican of South Carolina, said most voters in her swing district, based in Charleston, opposed the overturning of Roe v. Wade. She said it's a bad idea for the House to bring up those bills. Mace said, "It's tone deaf at this point. It's never going to pass the Senate. We're only paying lip service to the pro-life movement. If you want to make a difference and reduce the number of abortions with a democratically controlled Senate, the number one issue we should be working on is access to birth control. We have been tone deaf on this issue since the time Roe was overturned. We didn't have any policy alternatives. We were not compassionate to both sides of the aisle on this argument." On Monday, House Republicans passed the first of the seven-bill series along party lines to cut $71 billion in IRS funding that the Treasury Department says will be used for enforcement on sophisticated high-income taxpayers. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Democrat of New York, said, "It's absolutely absurd. What the Republicans are doing, plain and simple, is helping their friends, the multimillionaires, the wealthy corporations who pay no taxes, from being audited." Schumer said, "Many of their radical things will be stopped in the Senate because we have a Democratic majority." The Bozeman School Board voted Monday to cut the district's budget by $4.1 million and to fire teachers across all grade levels. The budget cuts come after the district opened a costly second high school, after enrollment rates dropped at the elementary level, birth rates went down in the area, and the cost of living soared, making it harder for young families to move into the district. The $4.1 million reduction is coming out of a $57 million budget. The Bozeman School Board also voted to put a tax increase to voters in May. This upcoming levy is a school safety levy and would infuse roughly $2 million in taxpayer money into the public school budget. A significant portion of Bozeman school funding comes from levies that voters must pass. Those school-related levies have had a high success rate on the ballot in recent decades. Since 1980, Bozeman residents have rejected just two levies, one in 1983 and another in 2008. If the Bozeman school levy passes, it'll be a 3% increase to Bozeman residents' public school taxes. But even if the levy passes, the district will still cut a notable number of teaching positions, which could have some concerning outcomes, parents, teachers, trustees, and the Bozeman Education Association said. If the levy fails, kindergarten through 8th grade will lose 13 full-time positions, and the high school will cut 14. If the levy passes, the cuts would be 10 for both K-8 and high school. Most of the K-8 positions will be slashed in the middle schools. The elimination of teaching positions could result in fewer elective classes and bigger class sizes with less teacher attention, said Bozeman School Board trustee Douglas Fisher. The elementary budget plan also includes the closure of the Bozeman Charter School if the levy does not pass. The board voted to decrease department budgets by 10%, which would save $340,000 between the high school and K-8 levels. Extracurricular fees are also slated to increase, which would raise $47,000. Requesting that voters commit to a tax increase this large comes in the midst of mounting property taxes and the rapidly increasing cost of living in Bozeman, making this levy one of the biggest asks in years. Before the budget and the levy were proposed, the trustees and other stakeholders considered a four-day school week, closing an elementary school, and freezing employee pay. Those options are no longer on the table. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.